We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through. You done us wrong.
Welcome back, San Diego and Orange County. Welcome back to In the Money with Gary Gordon here on Business Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary Gordon, certified financial planner, money manager, the smart and balanced investment advisor. I do not preach to you about getting rich quick. I will not promise ways for you to get double or triple your money overnight. Not going to happen. I am here to help make investing in the stock and bond markets safer. I'm here to help make you a smart and balanced investor. 888-500-GARY, 888-500-4279 is the number to reach me throughout the week. I would be happy to speak to you. You can give me a buzz. And then, of course, there's my daily web commentary. If you want a piece, if you want a piece of me, if you want a piece of me each and every day, you are going to want to read ETF Expert. Go to ETFExpert.com to get my latest ideas and the best way to invest in stocks and bonds through the world of ETFs, the exchange-traded funds, out at ETFExpert.com. Now, remember what ETFs are. These are index funds that trade like stocks and bonds. They have the liquidity and ease of trading that you get from individual stocks and bonds, but they also have the diversification of mutual funds at much lower costs. So the first topic I want to touch on is the following. How pure is your technology ETF? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's think about what people say when they say they like the tech sector. They like technology. They want to invest in technology. Perhaps that might mean they're interested in the internet standouts like a Google and an Amazon. Or the individual may be fond of traditional names, the software giants, the hardware names, IBM, Microsoft. Maybe he is or she is most impressed by the culture changers out there like Apple. Well, if you're a purist, you may wish to get a subsector ETF that tracks an area of technology that is charging your battery. If you want wireless, maybe you look to the PowerShares Dynamic Telecom and Wireless portfolio, ticker symbol PTE. If you like semiconductors, maybe you want the Goldman Sachs Semiconductor Index with ticker symbol IGW. Now, on the other hand, if you'd rather cover all of your bases in the rapidly growing tech stadium, you're going to want to get adequate representation from tech's multifaceted components. And when it comes to broad-based tech exposure, you may be harder pressed to get fair representation across the spectrum. It might not be so easy. It might look easy, but it's not. Here are five of the popular choices for broad-based tech exposure. You have ticker symbol XLK for the S&P technology sector. You have ticker symbol IYW for the iShares Dow Jones Technology Index. You have RYT for RYDEX's equal weight S&P technology. Let's talk about those three first. The S&P technology sector index XLK and the iShares Dow Jones Tech Index IYW both have terrific volume for the ETFs, and they are easy to trade. However, they offer a bit too much in the way of telecom exposure. And what I mean by that is that XLK and IYW, they are subject to 20% of the respective fund's direction to telecommunication stocks. Now, maybe you want that, but maybe you don't. And in the case of XLK, nearly 15% is going to ride on the fortunes or misfortunes of just AT&T and Verizon. Purists, on the other hand, regard telecom the way they regard biotechnology, separate and distinct from the broader tech segment. So you're going to have the same problem with RYDEX equal weight S&P technology, ticker symbol RYT. Now, on the other hand, there are two more tech sector indices that you might be interested in. Perhaps the biggest name that's ever been used is the what used to be QQQ, now quadruple Qs, quad Qs, the NASDAQ 100 index, QQQQ, rightly or wrongly, has often been regarded as the ultimate proxy for tech exposure. However, 60% of the NASDAQ 100, the QQQQ, can be attributed to tech, just 60%, whereas the rest of the QQQs, quadruple Qs. The rest of the movement can be traced to consumer discretionary and healthcare. So the quadruple Qs may work well in a portfolio. I'm not saying the NASDAQ 100 index is not for you, but a pure play on technology? No, it's not. Now, if you're hoping for a pure play on the tech sector, there is an answer. And it is the PowerShares Dynamic Technology Index, ticker symbol PTF. You get 100% in the world of tech and tech alone. And better yet, no single holding accounts for more than 2.75%. That's as pure as it's going to get, folks. So if purity is what you're looking for in your broad-based tech, look to ticker symbol PTF. Now let's take a look at something else that is intriguing. And that is the wireless sector. One of the biggest mistakes that a prospective ETF investor can make is the error of assumption. The assumption that a name of an exchange-traded fund is necessarily going to mean it really is a diversified basket or index. And it's not. So for example, let's say you're interested in wireless. The wireless holders, WMH, gives investors the perception that they're targeting a broad range of wireless companies. First glance, you might look at the holdings Sprint, Nextel, Motorola, Nokia, Qualcomm, Research in Motion, that's BlackBerry for those BlackBerry users out there. One might think that you have lots of diversification. The problem with this assumption lies at the heart of what diversification really is. If you are diversified across wireless telecom, your exposure shouldn't rest in just a few companies. I mean, are you diversified when 90% of the movement of WMH depends on three stocks? Nokia, Qualcomm, and Motorola? 90%, three stocks, WMH. That's not what you're looking for in ETFs. You want exchange-traded funds to give you the ability to diversify across an entire spectrum. So if you want telecom and wireless, there is the PowerShares Telecom and Wireless Portfolio, PTE, genuinely representative of the sector. Give or take, a third of the holdings are concentrated in large companies, a third are in mid-sized, a third are in small-cap stocks, so it's across the size spectrum. Moreover, PTE does not have any holding with more than a 6% weighting, where if you look at WMH before, Motorola represents 40% of the movement. Now, if you believe Motorola and Nokia are the next big wave up in the segment, fine. WMH might be okay for you. But if you want true exposure across an entire segment, then you're going to want the Dynamic Telecom and Wireless Portfolio Fund, PTE. And last of all, it should not be lost on anyone that when Motorola has been down 18% over a year, 30% since the summertime peak of last, the performance of the undiversified WMH suffers. And in contrast, the diversified telecom and wireless portfolio PTE is up 20% over the last year. So these are the things that you need to keep in mind when you're looking at exchange-traded funds. You need to think about diversification. That's the issue with WMH versus PTE. If you're looking for a true representation of a segment like technology, PTF for the Dynamic Technology Index, more than I like the Spider Technology Sector XLK or the iShares IYW. If you need help with your investment portfolio, if you'd like to talk to me personally, 888-500-4279, we can talk about the management of your investments. If you just want to learn more about ETFs, ETFExpert.com is the website. Go out to ETFExpert.com for your ETF investing ease. We'll be right back.